What color is the Hebrew one?
File 006. Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos, Shar HaKniya. We're at the end of Perek Gimel, Shar HaKniya. Page Kuf Tzadik Ches in the line that we're using. The very first line. The Chodesh Halvavos is giving 10 situations which force you to have Kniya. And it's not necessarily good or bad, as we talked about in previous prakim. It's just, it's practice. You learn, you become kniya. If all of a sudden you're hambling around on crutches, or all of a sudden you need someone to feed you because your hand's broken, and all of a sudden you can't skip and hop and run or drive because your arm's in a cast, or if all of a sudden you owe someone money and you can't pay him, or if you're an Eved, or Yisurim, you're sick, all of a sudden you're in bed with a bad flu. You know how everybody's had that? And you can't move, you have no appetite, and even if you know 7 languages, but you don't feel like putting your thumb and your nose up in the air, you don't feel superior. So it forces Kniya onto you. Now actually the first 7 are like that. The last 3 are already avoda. They involve avoda. They involve machshava. They're not automatic. It's not a guy with a broken leg that needs to lean on someone when he walks. He can't walk with his own power, so he will feel kniya automatically. But these last 3 are already avoda. And the mefarshim of the Chavis Halvavos speak out that part of the intention of the Chavis Halvavos is to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends these situations for us to learn from, for us to practice Kniya, for us to activate our Kniya Mida. And if we do the last 3, then we may not need the first 7. You have the first 7 to force it upon us. But if you do the last 3 as an avoda, so then you can avoid having it. So Vahashmini, the first line of page Kuf Tzadik Ches, Kasha Yaseh Cheshbon Nafsho. The Meriol of Nei Hashem, he knows, a person knows he's not perfect, no one's perfect. So when he thinks that he is going against the will of Hashem in various parts of his life, whether by action or even by inaction, whether actively or even passively, and the whole Chodesh Halvavos' approach to life is B'meshehei Tivlo, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bestowal upon us of all the tithes that he does. But really the Lashon of B'mesh HaHitavlo is even more. And it's an idea that the Chavis HaLvavos repeats also many times in his Sefer, that we use Hashem's gifts to us to go against his will. Who gave us the gift of sight? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of sight. So if we look at things that Hashem doesn't want us to look at, so we're being moreed than Hashem with the very gift that he gave us, and so on and so forth in every action we do. So that's certainly included in the Chavis Halvavos' statement, the mesh hatevlo, with what that hatevlo, not despite that hatevlo only, but with that hatevlo, he is, so he thinks about that. Uti'yoso bo, b'mokom lo alel, instead of thanking Hashem for it, instead of saying Pokeach Ivrim with Kavona and thanking Hashem for the gift of sight and using his eyes the way Hashem, who gave him the eyes and the eyesight, and he uses it for care. If he thinks about that, like, oh my goodness, like even sometimes you think in a personal situation, in a bus of a dumb situation, like someone gives you a gift, and you use it against that person, and you're caught, and he sees you, or other people see you. It's very embarrassing. You feel foolish. You feel, you know, we say by Yom Kippur, there's a lashon on Yom Kippur. I don't know if anybody here has felt that way. I know I certainly have. Hareini lefanecha kechlima leibusha uklima. I don't feel that way in Yom Kippur. I wish I did. But we've all had situations where
I don't know, where you're like, you're just so embarrassed. You know, your face turns red, everybody's looking at you, and your mamash feel like a kli moly buka, kli moly. But if you think about this very thing, if you think about what you're doing, and how you're, so to speak, spitting Hashem in the face, so to speak, and like, how dare you act like that? So, yikona v'yikolein v'yevosh me'Hashem yisalah. So, He's not talking about the midah of tshuva now. He's not talking about charata and kabbalah. He's purely talking about kniya, that you act in a certain way, and Hashem knows that you acted that way. And how did you act? You took what Hashem gave you, and you ka'omro, and then he quotes the pasuk in Ezra. We say this in Slichas. Elokai boshti v'nechlanti la'arim elokai panai elecha ki avonoseinu rovel l'mal rosh. So, busha, uklima, that's what he wants to bring out. That brings kniya, that you feel small, you feel unworthy, you feel humbled. You're humbled when you realize that your actions are hypocritical, they're not oiskahalten, they're obnoxious. If someone would treat you that way, if you would give someone a gift, if you gave someone a place. He gave someone a car and then he ran you over with it. Like, think how you'd feel. You would get angry at the chutzpah. Right? Even in small things. That's why it's very hard with children. When children rebel against parents, after all they did for them, they really have to work on controlling the anger of that feeling. Like, you're using, like, me? You're treating me that way? But when the person who's doing it thinks about it, and he's meshev al nafsho, so that brings lidei kaniya. That's the point of the Chavis Halbavis. When he makes this cheshben hanefesh, you want to activate the kaniya instinct, think about the averis you do, and we all have averis that we do, and realize that, wait a second, like, this is such a, it's embarrassing. Like, how dare I do that? Like, how do I get the nerve to act that way? V'hatshiyas. The ninth situation, which activates kniya, and again, the ninth is also an avoda, not automatic, and bo'ol of Yisuri Hashem, when you're having rough times, and you think of it as Yisuri Hashem, you relate to it as something Hashem is doing to you, or the sochachto, or his tochacha al hamroso es mishmato, because you're violating his words. So it doesn't only have to be yisurim. Sometimes someone could say something to you, and it's really, you know, they used to have the vim. The vim used to speak to Klal Yisrael, and they were sent by Hashem. Now a friend might make a remark to you. Maybe a wife will make a remark to you. Say something. So instead of getting angry, instead of becoming defensive, instead of attacking her, you can take it as if she's a Navi. And Hashem sent her to say that to you. Not just Yisurim, also the Sochato. A friend will tell you something. So instead of being angry and lashing back, you should take it as Hashem talking to you. So you realize Hashem is trying to wake you up, whether it's through Yisurim or through plain Tochacha. So that's also a situation which, as we say, activates the Kniya Midah. Yikona v'yechrat. If Hashem is trying to get you to change your ways, so you feel that Hashem is like looking at you, and Hashem is not pleased with what he sees, and he's changing the story of your life to the bad, Talila, because he wants to wake you up. He wants you to realize that you have to shift gears. You have to maybe go in a different direction. So, Ka'amro al Achav, and this is what the Navi said about Achav. Ha-ra'isa ki nichna Achav milafonai. Nichna, Hashem is saying it worked. I did things to Achav, I made him suffer. And now he's nichna, now he's not such a big shot anymore. He's not calling the shots, he's not feeling that he's ruling over Eretz Yisrael. He can do what he wants. Right? So that's what happened there. Achav was nichla. So that's what says really in Pirkei Avos. Ohev es ha-tochachos. That's what he's saying here. That if he's in a, if this if tochacha is visited upon him, whether it's through Yisurim or through someone saying something to him, so he should take it and he should be nichla. He should realize, you know, I'm not such a, I make mistakes, I'm not perfect by a long shot. And only you know how often you do what's pointed out to you. Someone put you doing something and you know you do it constantly. And if, so again, if you think about this and you're meishiv alibo, so this will bring lidei kniya. That's number nine.
Is seven different than nine?
Seven is automatic. Seven, he's not talking about being meishiv alibo, that it's Hashem being displeased with him. Seven is poshut, someone, the person with a broken foot is nichna. The person who all of a sudden can't make ends meet is nichna. The person who has troubles is nichna. He doesn't walk around, he shouldn't. Most of the time, the normal course of events would be that a person who has the things he mentions in number seven visited upon him, he has trouble with his neighbors, he has machlos, chalil, and his family, all the things that never pagoim rov that happen to people, it's very, those people are not pompous, usually. In general, in the normal course of events, they stop being pompous very quickly. No, Asiris number 10 is again an avoda. The avoda being thinking of the Yom HaMoves. This is the ultimate, is what the Gemara in Bracha says. You think about the Yom HaMoves and you suddenly, how long is a person's life? And you're sitting on top of the world now, but how long is it going to last? Soon you're going to be with the worms crawling all over you. Kasher margish kirva samovis doesn't have to mean when you're old. Doesn't have to mean that's kolshkein when you're old and you start, all of a sudden you can't do the things you used to do. You can't hear so well and you can't see so well and food, you don't have an appetite and you can't sleep at night. It's all creeping age. But even without that, you just, this is what you're supposed to think about. The tenth situation which calls up the midah of kniya is thinking about Yom HaMoves. The chalois ha'osayin olav, meaning that final osayin, so to speak. The chashav al moira ha'moves, that's it. Your life's over. You can't do anything about it anymore. And the Yom HaDin. Now we take out the video and we start, sit back. Maybe they give you popcorn, maybe they don't give you popcorn. And you start watching the video of your life from when you're, let's be charitable, we'll say from when you're 20 years old. So, and you have to sit there. Ikona, so if you think about that, that's all you have to do. Think about, 1 week of your life from when you're 20. Ikona, the sishbal rucho, all of a sudden you're not feeling so great anymore. All of a sudden you're nervous and you're scared. The Sashuach Nafsho Allah, the Yischaret Allah Dan Chayav, and all of a sudden you say, oh my goodness, what did I do in the last, forget about when I was 20, let's think about when I was 30, what did I do last week, last month, the last 6 months, how am I different than I was 6 months ago? I am not getting any younger, every day you get older, and you think about Yom HaMoves, Uchlos Yomov Belisha Yitztayev V'maisim Tovim, and you don't have what to bring to the table, or you don't have enough to bring to the table. You don't know what you need to bring to the table, so you're certainly going to be nervous, and you're certainly going to be nichna. You won't feel pompous if you realize this, if you think about life's limits, the limitation of life, that it's a sand glass, the sand's going through, and soon you have to answer for everything you did, and that's already good. You have to answer for everything you thought. You have to answer for your attitudes. You have to answer for your chayvus halvados. You have to answer for how you felt, how you acted, how you... It should be very scary. So, if you're feeling superior to someone else, Just imagine yourself standing in front of the Beis Nishamayla, and they're looking through the book, and they're not smiling. you're sitting there, you're trying to... You know, I remember from Shraga, you know, when the judges come back and they sit down and you're trying to read their faces, what they're about to say. It's a very nerve-wracking moment. And you're looking for a hint if they're smiling when they walk in, if they're frowning when they walk in. You're trying to figure out where you're holding.
She'elchu l'fon abeis p'tiroso. Do you have enough things to accompany you? He doesn't bring down the famous pasuk for halach of fanecha tzivkecha. He brings down a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pachadu b'tzion chatoim. They got scared. Achzor ra'odah, chanefim. People that till now were carefree, and they made fun of people, and they had a good time, and they were hypocritical. That's chanefim, and they... All of a sudden, they got scared. Mi yogur lonu esho chela. The yogur lonu make the olam. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to save us? You start thinking about these things, you learn kenia very, very quickly. Sharon, they say, he thought he's going to. Who could stop him? He could do this, he could do that. He'll bribe this one. He'll fire this one. He was on top of the world. If he would have thought about that in 1 second. He can be incapacitated. Maybe he would have acted differently. And this is not just an old man. This is a young man too. We all know people that they say, what do you mean? Really? Baruch Dayan Emes? How could that be? I just saw him yesterday. We've all said that sentence. So it doesn't have to be only an old man. It could be a young man also. People get paralyzed. Chas v'shalom. We're not talking about that. That's rather number 9. This is Yom HaMavis. People die. So that brings Kniya. So these are the 10 things in Paragimel that force, again, the first 7 force Kniya onto you, and the last 3 can bring Kniya onto you. And he's just talking about the attitude of Kniya, that you feel humble, you don't feel superior, you don't feel pompous, you don't feel like you're better than anyone. Even though there might not be a rational, like you say, oh, so the person says, I'm going to die, so what's going to be? Then you say, well, but the other person's also going to die, and I'm better off than he is. But it's not like that. That's what Chavis Olovus is saying, that these 10 things sort of force Kniya onto you, even if it's irrational. You feel superior to someone else, saying, and you break a leg. So you're also going to feel superior. But the Metzius does reflect the Chavis Halbobis' point. And it's not like that. A guy who's incapacitated all of a sudden feels humbled. And he doesn't put on airs. And he talks differently. And he acts differently. And he emotes differently. Even though you say, there's no rationale to it. So the same with the last 3, which is an avoda. So it causes that to happen. Okay, so that's Perek Gimel. Perek Revi. Let's go. Perek Revi says, "Ulinyan b'mechayv adam l'shtamish b'kniya uvo anova." In other words, in what situations do you have to use kniya? Do you have to activate your kniya? Until now, he described kniya. He defined it in Perek Gimel. He talked about situations that cause it, so that you could practice. You could have it, and you can practice doing it. You can practice emoting it. Now he's saying, what matzovim amachayev you to act in that way? B'kniya uba anova lehishtamish b'kniya uba anova. The Omar. So he gives a list. Chavis Halbobis gives all these lists. So here he gives a list of 7 things that demand, that require that you use Midas HaKniyah. What's fascinating, what's interesting, is that most discussions of KNIA stop at number 1.
So Chaim Soloveitchik's take on Kniyah is a whole different take than most Musa's forum, as we saw. His take on Kniyah is that the basic Kniyah is your attitude towards Hashem. You're thinking Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. You're comparing yourself to Hashem. You're Omed Lefnei Hashem. So how do you feel as a creature that's Omed Lefnei Hashem? Like all of a sudden, you're not so smart, and you're not so brilliant, and you're not so good, and you're not so kind, and you're not this, and you're not that. And then, immediately, you'll act with people differently. So, other classic Musa Sfarim really talk about Midas Hanava more, it's the direct how you treat your fellow man. So he's going to bring now seven situations that demand, that call for that you should act with Kniya. And number one is what most Sfarim stop at, I'm saying. But him, it's only number one. Ha'echa basoka v'manshei doro. How you deal with people. How you deal with your wife. How you deal with your neighbor. How you deal with your friends. How you deal with your employees. How you deal with your employer. How you deal with people. U'ba'asoso chesed livnei mino. And if you're there for people, you have to, when you do chasodim, when you help people, that should be, it's not clear, it wasn't 100% clear to me what Chaim Soloveitchik was saying. I'll tell you in a second why. He brings down a pasuk. We'll see in a second. So, it could be, basoka v'manshei doro, you have to use kniya. You have to talk a certain way. You have to act a certain way. U'basoso chesed livnei mino. So pashas, he means also, you have to do it in a not overbearing way, in a non-obnoxious way. You have to do it in a way that doesn't make the other person feel that you're being, that you're making him feel. So you have to do it kavod. Moshe Avora l'kamon, in Perek Vav, he'll be explaining exactly what you should do. That's a different parak. Now he's just saying what situations demand that you act b'kniya. The specificities of how you should act and what you should do, he talks about in Perek Vav. But anyway, ba'asoko v'manshei doru, ba'asoso chesed livnei mino, you have to act that way. Ubo akosav omer, nibze be'enov nemos, till him here, even a sitter. Thank you. He brings down the end of the pasuk, but really, it's Tilim Tezvav Dalet. So, but really, the beginning of the parak talks about a person doing chesed with other people. It's more of David, Hashem Yagur Balech Meishkom Arka Chefa, Holech Tamim, we call it Tzedek, Vidavarem is Balabobo, Lora Gal Al Lashono, he doesn't talk Lashon Hara, El Osel Re'eu Ro'ah, he doesn't treat his fellow man badly, he doesn't embarrass people. Nivze be'enov nimos, and he feels humble. He feels small. He feels like he's nothing special. He's nothing. So it's in doing chesed. So that's one way I understand the Chavetz Chaim Soloveitchik. That you have to use the midas hakniya stam ba'asoka v'manshei doro and ba'asoso chesed. And that's how he reads the, in other words, his raya from the pasuk, this printing doesn't bring down the previous psukim, but the previous psukim are talking about someone doing chesed. And then it says, nivzo ba'enov nimos. So you do it in that way, you don't do it in an overbearing way.
It's actually sort of funny because Yirei Hashem Yechabed makes more sense on Hasheni, the second thing he has here. Bodim Nivkashim Yodim Et Hashem Torah. So, I'm just supporting what whatever.
Well, the previous Pesuk in the Famous talk about also Chesed.
Yeah.
That's reading. With one star, one set of Perek Tazlov, So the Radak says, it this way, and it could be the Chazal means this also. Siper midos of hatovos that afal pi shehu tamim, and even though he does all these things, einam is goyim b'zeh. One way of understanding what the Chavis HaLvavis is saying is that he doesn't do the chesed in an overbearing way, in a superior way. The Radak learns, for some reason I guess that would be a normal human reaction, that when you're a Baal Chesed and you do people favors, you can end up very easily being Mizgoya and feeling very proud of yourself, patting yourself on the back, feeling superior to the people that you're helping. And so, that's what the Pasuk's saying. That's stress. That even though he's doing all these chasodim, einu mizgoya b'zeh, elo nivzo be'einov nimas. The choshe b'levavo. So how do you do it? If you just think to yourself that he's not doing what he should be doing. He's not, right, like the Mark Suba says, the fungamlo shechna. You have to do, who says you're doing as much as you're capable of doing? That's how the Radak understands the Pasuk. And that, so there's two ways of understanding both the Pasuk and the Chavis HaLavis also in his Vasoso Chesed of Neimino. Either you should do it in a way of Kniya, not in an overbearing way. And the other way is the way the Radak learns the Pasuk, that you have to use Midas Kniya when you are Baal Chesed. The Baal Chesed has to be more careful to use, to activate his Midas Kniya, or else he'll always feel superior to the people he's helping. I guess, like now I'm thinking about it, that's a very normal human reaction. When you help someone, you right away feel superior to them. Okay, so that's the first situation is in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And how you should act, and lessons, Kenia lessons, and how to talk, and how to move, and how to, is in Perek Vav. V'Hasheni, the second situation in which you have a chiyuv, I'll call it, you should activate kniya, is im nifgosh im hayodim es Hashem v'torasa u'bali tzedek v'hanilvim al Hashem, people who are close to Hashem, people who are tamid chachomim, people who are more mushlam than you are. So, like, why is this different than the first one? So at first I thought that he just means that there's more of a machayef. When you see someone that's somewhat of a shalim, or more of a shalim than you are, and you could learn from him, and you have to look up to him, and you have to respect him, he's a tamat chacham, or he's a mal chesed, or he's a nilvim al Hashem, also an avoda, three distinct groups of people, you have to meet the chachamim, people who are bali chesed, people who are nilvim al Hashem, they commune with Hashem. That's an avoda in itself. They're oivid as Hashem in that way. So you have to feel more. You have to activate your kniya. You should feel. Make sure you don't act like their peer. But then he brings down a pasuk which really has again like a second shot. K'moy shamar, and he brings down a pasuk that says as follows: Yelmeni tzadik chesed v'yochicheni. So there, it's talking about that the. What is the pasuk saying? That's in Kuf Mem Aleph Hey, that the tzaddik should hit me. The tzaddik should remonstrate with me. The tzaddik should give me. And it means to give me musa. So, and that's the pasuk he brings down. Yelmeni tzaddik chesed. It's Rashi there in the Radak. Learn that way. That's what yelmeni means. He could hit me. V'yochicheni and v'yochicheni. So there, Rashi and the Radak learn that, again, like I said before, but your reaction to when people like that give you musa, your reaction to when, let's say you have a rav, let's say he says something to you, so you can be insulted. And you can leave the shul, find another shul. The Rebbe criticizes your son, You can get insulted. You say you'll find another school. Some are afraid. Some principals are afraid. It's not, you'll get insulted. They'll go to a different, right? Now everything's marketing. They'll go to a different shul if you insult them. If you insult them. If you say, they'll get insulted if you, but the Chavis Alvolis is saying that's when you have to use Midas HaKniya. Someone points out that you're doing something wrong, so you should pull out the Midas HaKniya. And instead of getting insulted, you should say, maybe Takai should change. Maybe he's right. Maybe there's something to criticize. Maybe I should change my ways. So that's the posuk of Yelmeni Tzadik Kesed. So when you first learn the Chavis Alvolis, he really doesn't say that. It sounds like just an added mechayiv of the first one. The first one is with stomp people. And the second one is like a kol shekein. A kol shekein, when you're dealing with shleimim, you have to pull out Midas HaKniya. Because you're not their peer, you're not their pals. They're more shalim than you are. Learn from them. But then he brings on that pasuk. So I'm not quite sure. I guess that's what he always meant. That they will criticize you, they will give you musr. And you should accept it with a spirit of kniya. For Omar, and the pasuk says in Mishlei, Shachu ro'im lifnei tovim, Rishon al shari tzadik. They'll bend down, they'll bow down, they'll be nichna. They'll be nichna from the criticism of these shleimim. And they'll take it the right way. It's, you know, so we're reading it, I'm laughing at it. Very hard. Nowadays, you have to be very careful. Nowadays, they're all careful. No one should get insulted. Everybody's, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.